Lovers turn into monsters at the loss of all affection, almost like it was the affection that kept them from being monsters. And I could have used some warning. I was on that porch all morning, smoking cigarettes and sinking deeper into doubt. Could it be I am mistaken? Have I stolen somebody's baby? Is it possible for two people to need the same thing? It's just the lines that get so blurry between what is wanted and required, and I don't know on which side his heart falls. But I know where mine is buried. It is so far from me wanting. It needs us to keep beating. It won't go on without it. If I'm still it down with subtleties, then I'll just come right out and say it. And I think that I deserve her more than anyone's deserved anything. And maybe I am selfish, but there is no way to share this. There's not enough to go around. I don't care who else gets hurt, but I'm still sick with empathy, because I once stood in his place. I spent a year quietly dying while he let go and ignored her. And I'm sure that there were reasons for everything that happened. And absence leads to adoration. Yeah, it's nobody's fault, but now there is no way to change this. Time has photographed and framed it, and it's hanging in a hallway that we have no right to walk back down. But I hope that he feels better. But I'm sick of all the drama. I can't stand to see her crying. I just want this shit to end. And I want a place to hang out where record players play, and there's a thousand movies rented for a thousand nights with her.